Echo questions. We use echo questions to show the person we are talking to that we are listening, or to interrupt and take a turn because we want to say something. We use the appropriate auxiliary or modal verb and the corresponding subject pronoun. For example, he works from 8 to 5. Oh, does he? He's been to New Zealand 3 times. Has he? As you can see, we invert the order between the appropriate auxiliary or modal verb and the subject pronoun. Now, listen and give an appropriate echo question. Then listen again and check the echo question that you thought that you said. I believe the money footballers are paid is crazy. She's always late. He could run away. I'll definitely arrive on time. My colleagues were waiting there when 2 cars crashed. Now I'll repeat the statements and provide and give you the echo question. I believe the money footballers are paid is crazy. Do you? She's always late. Is she? He could run away. Could he? They'll definitely arrive on time. Will they? My colleagues were waiting there when 2 cars crashed. Were they? Let's have a look at another set of sentences. Again, I'll give you some sentences and you think about the appropriate echo question. We were cut off. I knew they would come. Jamie would take that bus when he lived here. Shane wouldn't let you down. She won't get up early tomorrow. It's a Sunday. Now listen again to the same sentences and the echo question. We were cut off. Oh, were you? I knew they would come. Did you? Jamie could take that bus when he lived here. Could he? Shane couldn't let you down. Oh, couldn't he? She won't get up early tomorrow. It's Sunday. Won't she? So you see, it's quite interesting that we practice this, because it helps us keep a conversation going and showing that we are interested on what the other person is telling us.